So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
Hurricane Ian, still a monster storm down to a Category 3, which still packs a lot of punch. Of course, making landfall as a Category 4 storm, and our immediate concern, of course, the human toll. But there is an economic angle to this that could impact all of us. Joining us to talk about that is News Nation business contributor Lydia Moynihan. Lydia, thanks for joining us here on Your Money Matters.
Fantastic to be here.
Yeah, let's first talk about gas prices. I think anytime we have a hurricane or a major weather event, especially in the southern part of our country, gas prices seem to go up. Are we expecting the same sort of thing with Hurricane Ian and its aftermath?
Well, the good news, and initially, you know, the concern here, anytime there's a hurricane that hits the southern border, is that there will be a major disruption to our oil supply. Now, Florida is responsible for just 0.1% of crude oil production. So it doesn't look like over the long term it's going to have an impact on prices. But in the short term, there are always some snafus. And so we are seeing some facilities, Chevron, BP, shut down their facilities just out of an abundance of caution. So there is a possibility we see a bit of a spike, but that is not something that's going to be a permanent issue. We don't expect any major facility to be permanently damaged, but in the short term, you know, we could be looking at just some delays in production and shipment and whatnot that could cause prices to go up, but we're not looking at a long-term effect from that.
Okay, for gas prices. But I know a lot of cargo ships go into the many different ports along Florida. This could have, I imagine, some problems in terms of supply chain issues.
Well, as if supply chain issues weren't bad enough.
Right.
Yeah, this is certainly going to complicate that. There are a number of ports in Florida that this affects. Port Tampa Bay, there's already a lot of these vessels obviously have been evacuated, and they handle a lot of steel, fertilizer, those kind of goods. And then, of course, you know, a lot of things are shipped on cargo ships. So various orders for clothing, retail items, those are all affected. And then any sort of factory warehouse in the hurricane's path, all of those orders are going to be delayed. So there's one gentleman we spoke with who sort of studies all of these issues, and he expects that it's going to take 9 weeks for any of these supply chain issues created as a result of Hurricane Ian to sort of get back to where it was to pre-hurricane level.
And obviously high winds up and down the entirety, or at least the northern two-thirds of Florida, even if they're not hurricane-strength winds. I mean, there's a lot of trucks that cannot operate in these high winds. I mean, that also contributes to supply chain issues, restocking of shelves, especially when people there might need those stocks, those shelves restocked.
Exactly. No, there's more than 4,500 factories that produce basically 74,000 parts for various electronics, chemicals, and those are, sorry, not just factories, but warehouses and distribution centers that are going to be impacted as a result of that. So that will cause delay. Anything that's manufactured, cars, medical devices, heavy machinery, we're going to be looking at a delay in getting some of those parts. And then there's also various crops that we do get from southern Florida, namely citrus. 70% of our citrus, we all love Florida orange juice. That comes from an area largely affected by hurricanes. So we could be looking at a lot of fruit damage, maybe prices of orange juice going higher in the short term, and also some concern about whether or not this could impact cotton and soybean and tobacco products that are produced in the southeast as well.
Yeah, boy, that's such a great point. And we had our farm expert on yesterday just discussing Midwest issues. We're in the middle of harvest season now, not exactly sure when it is in the southeastern parts of the United States, but if it's wrongly timed for farmers too, there is the possibility that a lot of this crop doesn't get recovered. And that has, I imagine, ramifications not only in the short term, but as people prepare for the winter, right, when you're not getting as much harvesting done. I imagine this could have ripple effects that go long beyond this week and weekend, Lydia.
Oh, it's devastating. Yeah, I mean, there's obviously permanent damage. I think, according to some government estimates, they expect to see $45 billion in damage just from Hurricane Ian alone. And, you know, fortunately, a lot of businesses do have insurance, and so they'll at least be compensated. financially for some of the suffering and pain, but not all individuals are insured. And you know, even if you do get that money back, it still doesn't recover your time and energy and everything that went into that. And then, of course, for everyone, you know, elsewhere who's paying more for orange juice or is waiting on various, you know, parts to complete manufacturing, it's a massive headache.
Yeah, not to mention that once, you know, insurance claims get paid out, future insurance rates can go up. I mean, this has a very, we've been talking about the macro implications, but for the folks that are right in the direct line being hit by this, there's the immediate economic impact as well that, of course, is paramount here, at least in these first couple of days, Lydia.
Of course. And I mean, so many of these stories, obviously, you talk about $45 billion and your eyes glaze over. It's hard to even fathom that kind of sum. But on a micro level, one of my good friends actually had been planning to get married in Tampa this weekend. And of course, they bought all the flowers. They got all the, they had the cake. They had all of these items. And you think about the cost that go into weddings, thousands and thousands of dollars. And they've evacuated, but they're not going to get that money back. And now they probably are going to have to wait to save up for a wedding again, at least another year. And that's not something that insurance covers. So, you know, we talk obviously from a total macroeconomic standpoint, the businesses are going to be all right. But certainly on a personal level, it's just little things like that, that, you know, fortunately these friends will be safe, but They're not going to get that money back.
Right.
They're not going to, you know, and for all the people who were like me, who were planning to fly in for that, it's just, you think about the massive repercussions. And this is just the first storm that we're seeing this season. I hate to say it,
right,
but there's probably going to be more of these storms that we are facing
Absolutely. The
rest of the season.
Yeah. And I know it's like, of course, the ultimate thing is that everyone's safe, but you're planning your wedding. I mean, that is a big deal. And, My heart goes out to her and all those other folks whose plans are affected. Obviously, stay safe. That's the most important thing. But, Lydia, I appreciate you breaking this all down for us, okay?
Such a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.